Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It's 1:30 p.m. and today is Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. Before we begin, I want to thank Joanna Crosette, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Jake Wade from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Kaufman, Senator Giesel, Senator Tobin, my vice chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Clayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is Senate Bill 80, 2023 Revisers Bill, Senate, sponsored by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council. This is the first hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Here to introduce the bill is the chair of the Legislative Council, Senator L.V. Gray Jackson. I won't ask you to come forward because you're already here. Welcome to the Judiciary Committee. Please identify yourself for the record, and you may begin your remarks.
Well, first, I'd like to say thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members, for hearing this bill. This is Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, and I'm here with Catherine Kirch. She's the Assistant Reviser of Statutes. Before you today is the Reviser's Bill, which the revisers require by statute to prepare and submit to the Legislative Council before advancing the bill for introduction to the full legislature. Plain and simple, Mr. Chairman, the purpose of the revisers bill is to clean up statutes without making any policy changes. And I'm sure you'll remember we had sort of a reviser at the municipality of Anchorage level when, you know, bills were cleaned up and we used to call it housekeeping. And virtually this is what this bill is all about, housekeeping. Some sections of Senate Bill 80 amend provisions that have become obsolete due to other legislative action. Some sections correct drafting errors or oversights in previous legislation. Most of the errors corrected in this bill were discovered by legislative drafters or the reviser in reviewing the statute. Some were discovered by the Department of Law and then brought to the reviser's attention. Once these issues have been identified by drafting attorneys, reviser, and Department of Law, what happens next? The revisers put together a draft bill, they vet it with colleagues in Ledge Legal, and then they send it to the Department of Law so that the departments affected by the changes in the bill have an opportunity to review those changes. As noted by the Attorney General in a letter that is in your bill packet, the Department of Law identified no legal issues with the bill and supports these proposed amendments to Alaska statutes. After receiving the endorsement of the Department of Law, the reviser presented the draft to the Legislative Council. The draft revisers bill was reviewed and approved by Legislative Council during our meeting last week, and was then forwarded to Senate Rules Committee for introduction. As chair of Legislative Council, and it is my honor, to carry the revisers bill and introduce this legislation to the Judiciary Committee. Catherine Kurtz, again, Assistant Reviser of Statutes, is here next to me. And Ms. Kurtz, she started working at Ledge Legal as a drafting attorney in 1998, and she began working on the revision of statutes in 2005. She stepped away from Ledge Legal for a few years, serving as an administrative law judge from 2005 to 2018. And she has been back with us at Legal, and I'm very happy about that, as an assistant reviser of statutes since 2018. Today, Ms. Kirch will offer brief remarks, summarize the section analysis, and be available to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. Ms. Kurtz, if you would identify yourself for the record, and please proceed.
Thank you very much, Senator Gray Jackson, for that introduction. Chair Clayman, Vice Chair Keel, and members of the committee, my name is Catherine Kurtz. For the record, I'm an assistant reviser of statutes with Ledge Legal. And as Senator Gray Jackson explained, the revisers bill is an important tool for maintaining our statutes in good order. The reviser of statutes can clean up some issues on her own, given the authority in AS 0105-031, but her powers there are limited to editing and revising without changing the meaning of any law. The revisers bill is presented under a different statute, 0105-036, and it's our opportunity to address issues that can still be regarded as technical, as cleanup, not affecting policy, but requiring slightly more. We are adding and deleting words. We're repealing paragraphs, a whole subsection in this bill that are obsolete. We're repealing references to a program that was sunset several years ago. And we're also changing some citations to reflect renumbering in the federal code, in the United States Code Service. These sorts of changes go in the revisor's bill so that they can go through the legislative process, people can see them, the public can see them, and if anybody has concerns about them, they can weigh in and let us know. But they need to be seen and reviewed. So that's why they're in the revisor's bill. Now, in the interest of using your time wisely, I was not planning to read the sectional summary, but I am pleased to answer any questions you may have about anything in this bill.
Okay. So it's always exciting to have the revisor's bill because it puts the legislators to the test about how well do they remember every word and phrase in the Alaska statutes. Are there questions for Ms. Kirk? Senator Keel.
Mr. Chairman, I thank you. I only found one thing I didn't understand. Why does Section 2 take effect later than Section 1? They're both changing alcohol to alcoholic beverages.
That's an excellent question through the chair, Senator Keel. That changes because that particular section was amended in the alcohol bill that passed last year, and most of that alcohol bill actually is not taking effect until, I believe, 2024. So that's also why there's an effective date here, January 1, 2024. So we have to change it now, and we also have to change the language of the law that's going to take effect January 1 of next year. The late amendment.
All right. I see no other questions from members of the committee. We're letting you off easy today. At this point, I'm going to open public testimony on Senate Bill 80. There's anyone online, and I don't see any on the screen is calling in to provide public testimony on Senate Bill 80. Is there anyone in the room that would like to provide public testimony on Senate Bill 80? And hearing and seeing no one, and hearing and seeing no one online, we're going to close public testimony on Senate Bill 80. At this point, we will hold the revisor's bill for further review. And we're going to adjourn for the day. If you are considering, Senator Giesel.
Yes, I just wanted to comment. Thank you, Ms. Kurtz, for doing this work. I love revisor's bills and the people that do it. They're so careful. Thank you for your work.
And I actually, Senator Kaufman.
I just wanted to note thank you through the chair for the record that I feel a certain sorrow seeing magnetic tape go away.
Through the chair, thank you, Senator Kaufman, and I have to give credit to the drafting attorney who graduated from law school much more recently than I for identifying that as hopelessly obsolete. So it took a lot of teamwork to get here, and thank you very much to the committee for reading this and hearing it today.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman,
absolutely.
Thank you again to Catherine Kurtz and also my staff, Jeff Steph, who's just amazing. And I want to thank you again for hearing my bill, and I look forward to the next meeting when it moves out of committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So we are going to adjourn for the day, but in the world that we move steadily forward, if you are considering an amendment to Senate Bill 80, the first thing you should actually do is, as you consider it, call Ms. Kurtz and explain to her where the error was that needs to be fixed. And talk with her about it. But if you do have an amendment, please let our office know, and they must be submitted by 5 p.m. on Sunday, March 5th. Sunday may seem odd, but we pick these deadlines in part to give you a couple of days to send any amendments to Ledge Legal, and then we would be able to consider those at our next meeting. We are going to adjourn for today. We are not meeting on Friday, March 3rd. Our next meeting is Monday, March 6th at 1:30 p.m. I'm not sure whether it'll be on Monday, but I would predict sometime next week the revisors will be back before the committee, and hopefully we'll be able to move it on to the next stage. So with that, we are going to adjourn for the day. The time is now 1:39 p.m., and we are adjourned.